At the top of the list is a request for $20 million in additional support for community-based treatment. 10 years ago, as a delegate, McDonnell introduced the bill to make the initial transition from a state policy of institutional to community-based care. Though Margaret Nimmo Crow, with Voices for Virginia's Children, says the state has not yet taken this policy far enough. She says a comprehensive plan with the funding to back it up will be needed to truly address the issue.
Any money that we spend on this needs to be thought about in terms of what is the cost of not doing anything. We know that children who have untreated mental health disorders, those disorders don't go away. The children don't magically get better. They're going to show up in our emergency rooms. They're going to be needing much more expensive and more restrictive services that we're going to have to pay for later. They're going to end up in the juvenile justice system. In fact, over half the kids in the juvenile justice system have untreated mental health disorders.
Governor McDonnell has said that while he can't provide numbers at the moment, he does expect further investment in children's mental health next year. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.